Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And I snuck off to New York City again. It's like, wow, Christmas capital of the world. Unbelievable.
With storefront windows. We used to have those in Buffalo.
Barricades to get the people lined up to look at storefront windows and all that, and the Rockettes and the Radio City Music Hall's Christmas spectacular. Amazing.
So you went down to do your Christmas shopping? You must have seen a play or two.
You know why I went down? Because Rosalind Ruff, Buffalo's own Rosalind Ruff, she has a star in the Plaza of Stars, not far from mine. And she was at Lincoln Center in the play Kyoto, Stephen Daldry's production of Kyoto about this. If this sounds dull as dishwater, you know, about the signing of the Kyoto Environmental Accords, the climate change thing. It was thrilling, just riveting. She played the delegate from Tanzania, speaking Swahili. Fantastic. You know, it's very glamorous. She invited us backstage. Rosalind, who was Lady Capulet in when Orlando Bloom and the Romeo and Juliet there, she played Coretta Scott King in All the Way opposite Bryan Cranston as LBJ. She is having a very glamorous career. She's Viola Davis's standby. She stood by for Viola when she did Fences. She, you know, works with everyone. But the show is fantastic. Rosalind was fantastic. I also saw Queen of Versailles and Mincemeat and a couple of other shows. Queen of Versailles with Kristen Chenoweth closing. It's tragic. It's a gorgeous show. And she, God love her, they've already posted the closing, and there is Kristen Chenoweth giving you 100%. Just glorious.
Well, the BTPM bus trip down to New York in January, part of the tour, is Mincemeat. So how is Mincemeat?
Wonderful.
Good.
So funny and yet thoughtful. This is about a real-life World War II ruse played by the British, who took a corpse, dressed it up as an officer, chained an attaché case to this guy's wrist, filled with fake documents, throwing the Nazis off track, pretending that they were not going to attack Sicily, they were going to attack Sardinia and Greece. And this ruse worked.
Wow.
And it's funny. It's very, very funny.
So many World War II stories are hilarious. But this one is.
Everyone on the trip will love that show. I'm sorry they won't be able to see Queen of Versailles. If you get down there between now and the beginning of January, it is so worth it. Score by Stephen Schwartz, who also wrote Wicked and Godspell and Pippin. It's just...
Oh, that guy. Well, I'm glad you're back. We are awash in Christmas carols.
Five. I counted five Christmas carols.
Well, I don't know. Go up to Canada. That's a six, I think.
I count Shaw Festival and the Shakespeare in Delaware Park fundraiser. But the other three, Alleyway.
Alleyway has one with Daniel Lenzian as Scrooge.
And then the Keenan Center has one written by Neil Wexler and his daughter, yes?
Yes, that's a whole different...
And that will be Stan Klimeko. And then Neil Raddus is keeping his own going. That's the one that was at the Alleyway Theater for over 40 years, keeping his script going, and that will be on the Buffalo State campus. And that Scrooge will be David Mitchell.
The one that we've been seeing for, what, 20 years now? The venerable
40,
David Mitchell.
40, yeah.
40
Well, some of the original Scrooges are actually in heaven now. Well, I assume they went to heaven. So that's a lot of Christmas carol. I understand you know, you have a conflict on their opening night because you're doing the Nutcracker.
Yes, Nutcracker at Shea's through the weekend. And then I can't go the next night because it's the Messiah. But I'll get there. I'll get there. And you know where I'm also going to get over to is Theater of Youth for Fancy Nancy's
Splendiferous Christmas. Yes. Great title.
It is great. I'm so looking forward to the first weekend to see the main cast, but I'm also going to go back for the second weekend when the understudies take over the stage. I've seen great understudy performances there. That's where I first saw Kaylee Horowitz, and what a star she's turned out to be.
Well, she's in Neil Raddus's Christmas Carol, right? And then, of course, you know, have lovely food and a relaxing time after you're doing your Christmas shopping out at Bobby J's, also home to Desiderio's Dinner Theater. They are doing Peter Schaffer's Black Comedy, just a little mindless caprice. That's the one where when the actors are in the dark, the pretext is that they're in the light. And when the power goes out, the lights come on and we can see, but they're doing what they would have been doing unseen in the dark. You follow me?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's Black Comedy. Just in time for the holidays.
So many shows to see. We'll have the listings on the podcast. Folks can check them out. Or go to theatertalkbuffalo.com, and Javier has the whole season just spelled out in detail. Love reading his column.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.